Hello. My name is Mark Stanley. I'm from Cedar Fort. That was my fifth grade teacher, by the way. And I guess I am coming second. Throughout these hearings, statements and remarks have been bantered about. What troubles me most is in the past 5 nights, people have been asking questions more than testifying. What's lost in these words is how language is being used to control and manipulate. An example is, everyone wants to control how words are defined to sway the thoughts and opinions of others. The applicants don't have accidents, they have operational mistakes. Special interest groups aren't concerned with personal agendas but advocate for the town's welfare. Another example is the use of language to control the process that governs this hearing. I want you to follow the rules as I don't. I want to control who speaks, what time. Let me rephrase that. I want to control who speaks at what time about what I want you to know. If the information isn't from me, for me, to suit me, but to be used against me, then I want the power to suppress it, claiming it's superfluous and inaccurate. Notice the word hearings. We're not just here to speak, but to be heard, hoping that what we say will be listened to and taken heed. When it isn't, we discreetly, disingenuously claim another's incompetence. You just don't understand, making no attempt at facilitating understanding. And I must say, it must be recognized that the masters of manipulating language have been the lawyers. They nitpick at a single subject to make make you frustrated so that you contradict your previous answers. They ask the same question repeatedly, changing its expression subtly. They use corner case arguments to make their case when they have no case at all. With concerns to the board, information that could be conveyed in a couple of accurately well-worded pages is drowned in volumes of paper composed of technical language difficult to decipher. When it comes time to get the answers the board needs to make an informed choice, they instantly become drowsy by the mountain of reading, or more commonly called chloroform in print. All interested parties don't want the board to make an informed choice. The parties want the board to defer to their thinking in regard to any choice the board can make. Let me remind the general public and interested parties, it's the board that will make the decision. The only thing that matters is what they say, yes or no, whether you like it or not. Never forget that. Never forget that. And never forget that you're just as responsible for the outcome. Standing up to have your voice heard comes with a covenant that you will speak the truth no matter how distasteful it is. If you knowingly gave testimony that was inaccurate or false, may whatever deity you pray to have mercy on your soul, because I won't.
Thank you, Mark. Next.